Back for another year talking football with us two knuckleheads. Mark Schlereth, NFL on Fox, 104.3 The Fan in Denver. He joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Mark, how are you?
I am great. How are you guys? Great to be with you for another season. Really, always have fun with you guys.
Yeah, we're just doing it.
Likewise,
doing it
man.
Earlier these days since they moved us to morning. So that might work out better for your schedule.
Yeah, you're kind of like the guy who does CrossFit, huh? You know that guy? Just sit around for 30 seconds and let him tell you about how he does CrossFit. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've moved to the morning drive time. I'm kind of a big deal.
Right.
I got you.
Thank you for calling him out like that, brother. I appreciate that. I enjoyed that very much. The Cardinals surprised a lot of people on Sunday, not just with their margin of victory against Tennessee, but actually playing physical football. And a lot of people, you remember the pretty boy football tag that was attached to Cliff Kingsbury. Did you notice that level of physicality? And what does it mean when you really have a team that knows how to play with true physicality?
Yeah, for me it was shocking. And I mean, not that Cliff Kingsbury isn't pretty, because he is absolutely
good-looking man.
Gorgeous.
Yes, he is.
He's on a list. I mean, Brady, obviously. I don't know if you spend any time with Jimmy Garoppolo, but that guy is stunning. It's really hard to talk to him. Cliff Kingsbury, he's right. He's like right there with those guys. Well, just right behind those guys. But yeah, I was shocked, and that was one of the notes I took as we went back and looked at the game. Was I was just shocked that they could line up and absolutely, essentially, thunder punch right in the throats the Tennessee Titans, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And when I'm talking Tennessee last year, going back to last year, they were one of the most physically dominant offensive lines, one of the most physically dominant groups in football. And to just get absolutely handled. I know you guys talked about the left tackle.
Taylor Lewan.
Name for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewan. Lewan, you know, saying, hey, man, thanks, Chandler Jones, for whipping my ass. I'll get better from it, and you guys deserve better. I'm a better player than that. Across the board, up and down, a physical group that just got absolutely waylaid. So I was shocked. I was shocked at how well they handled that aspect of the game. And I said, dude, Kyler Murray is like, if he's not, if you ended the season today, which I know you don't, but if you did, you'd have the defensive player of the year and you'd have the offensive, you'd have the MVP and Kyler Murray in my mind. I mean, he was like Mighty Mouse. I come to save the day, running around, doing all his things. It was an amazing performance for week one. And I guarantee you the Tennessee Titans are in their meetings right now absolutely embarrassed about the ass-whipping they took.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said that they didn't look like they were ready to play football. I know they had some COVID issues in the offseason and in the preseason. They didn't play any of their starters in the preseason, but I always appreciate your take specifically on offensive line play, Mark. How about not only Taylor Lewan struggling the way he did, but also the Titans failing to recognize it and give him much in terms of help against Chandler Jones?
Yeah, well, I mean, your ability to make adjustments, that's a big part of game planning. You know, being on the sideline, that's what separates a lot of coaches. And, you know, when you talk to really good coaches, I think, they understand matchups. They understand what they want to attack. The really good coaches get that. I mean, pretty much the bad coaches understand that, right? They see a big, juicy ribeye steak, and that looks delicious, right? I love it. Fat, it's all marbled, it's gristly. I mean, it is tremendous, right?
Yes, definitely.
But listen, you can't just eat. At times, you got to look at what the issues are and how we're going to mitigate those issues. And the good coaches will say, hey, man, I got to bypass the ribeye and just have a burger because I got to make sure I take care of this guy because this guy is struggling. Or they get on the sideline after two drives and say, hey, man, we've got to adjust this because what we thought we were going to get, we're not getting. And, the stubborn coaches will get out there and say, you guys just have to be tougher. You guys just have to execute. And that's one of the things you see in this league on a consistent basis. The failure, the failure to either adjust or the failure to mitigate a potential disaster. And the bad coaches will just say, man, this ribeye is too good. You're just going to have to hold up. I just can't bypass that. And the bottom line is, don't be surprised when you put a guy in a position to fail and he fails. That's not his fault. Mm-hmm. That's your fault. That's dumb coaching. And I see it time and time again in this league. And the good coaches avoid it. And the guys who get fired every year, they just say, hey, hold up. This is too good to pass by.
Yeah, you're so right. All right, I'm going to ask you a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, because it's one thing to have a bad game in week one, but a guy like that losing by 35 points, and you were right in the middle of all that weirdness when you were getting information about what was going on with him in Green Bay. Do you think all of that has kind of created a distrust or something in that locker room that kind of played into what we saw in week one with the Packers?
Well, I mean, it's always hard when you don't get along with management, right? You feel like you've been, disrespected, I guess is the word. But the bottom line, when it comes time to play, it's like my coach used to say all the time, up all night with a crying baby, I don't give a crap. You know what? You got to play. And that's the way it is. If you're going to be out there, you've got to play. You not only have to play well, injured, whether it's injuries or hurt feelings, you got to go out there and you got to perform because that's your job. And so if you let that bother you to the point where you just lay an egg like he laid an egg, unacceptable. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's hiking in maybe it's hiking in Arizona and down on a bunch of peyote and growing a man bun. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is, but I will say this. Get good or get gone. That's the saying. And you know what? And that's one of the most embarrassing performances. Now, I know Aaron well enough to know that he's embarrassed by that performance. He's upset by that performance. And I would be very cautious if I was the team that had to face the Packers this weekend. I think it's Detroit that they're playing.
Oh, yes.
Other than worrying about your kneecaps, I don't think there's going to be a lot to worry about on that one. Aaron Rodgers should have a hell of a bounce back game, I would anticipate.
Well, the team that played Detroit last week, San Francisco, you've got them on your game on Fox this week against Philadelphia. It was an interesting performance by the 49ers. They're hit with the injury bug again. I mean, what are your early impressions of the 49ers from what you've been able to gather so far, Mark?
Well, I will tell you, I probably talked to 12 teams plus this offseason. And I have a lot of connections with different GMs and different coaches and guys that I trust, and I consult for a couple of teams. So, I'm constantly talking to teams about concepts and just things of that nature. Every one of the teams I talked to, and I mean every single one of them, talked about Kyle Shanahan's running game and how they were pilfering from it, how they were trying to implement some of his running game. It is so simplistic, but it's so diverse. You know, the juxtaposition of complexity and simplicity all at the same time. And what they do is they can take a one play, like an 18 handoff, for instance. And, for nine guys, it's always the same. Two guys change entry points, change techniques, change blocking assignments. And to the defense, that one play looks like seven or eight different plays.
Yeah.
And with the motions and the shifts that they use, it just makes guys take a half a step to the right, a half a step to the left, and it gives you a better angle to go from first level to second level to get it blocked. It is like, it's a symphony. It is like a bunch of trained seals. I mean, it is fun to watch. I don't know if watching trained seals is fun. I've never been to a trained seal show. It sounds fascinating, though. It really does sound fascinating.
I'd watch it.
Like, right. They do train seals, though, right?
They do.
I don't know why they even train those things. Yeah.
And with a lot of sardines, Mark. That's how they do it.
Right. And then we watch it, and we all clap for these stupid things. And all they really do, they're just there for entertainment. They want to eat sardines. It's really, when you think about it, we're really dumb people.
Like, yes, we are.
Think that is. Oh, look at his whiskers. He's eating fish. Yeah, he's a freaking seal. That's what seals do. So I don't understand why we're fascinated about stuff like that. I guess it's mostly because we're dumb.
Mark, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show this year.
You're
talking football. We'll do it again next week.
Oh, I can't wait.